Previously on the Critical Mass Podcast.
Is this thing on? Okay.
I seen it happen. Eat a duck.
You saw a catfish eat a duck?
It's fuel for the imagination.
Do you hear things too?
Sound bites. Keep them frozen. They're good.
I hear someone.
No, don't turn it down.
All right, and what were you playing, Isaiah?
Epona's song on the ocarina.
On the ocarina, and where did this ocarina come from?
Gen Con.
Tell us about the ocarina.
The ocarina is a wind instrument that is like a whistle. Link has one, which is what gave me the desire to start playing.
And who is Link?
He is a video game character that I think everyone should know. Link is from Hyrule, a video game world made by Nintendo.
That's The Legend of Zelda. Okay, thank you, Isaiah. You may retire.
Go.
Be gone. Kurt, did you have a good time at Gen Con?
I told you not to buy it. I told you.
I said everything. Yeah.
Yes, you did. You warned me.
Yes.
All right. Well, welcome back to the Critical Mass Podcast. I'm Winston.
I'm Curtis.
And we're freshly back from Gen Con. It's Monday, and we cruised up for the Saturday show, hit the exhibitor hall twice, and I think that's about all the endurance we had.
Yes. Yeah, I was. Yes, when they say on the podcast, pace yourself. Yeah, they're right.
Yep.
Backpack full of gear.
Hey, got some cool stuff. We got to meet some cool people.
Yeah.
I think I think that was the highlight of my day, was meeting people and taking pictures of the cosplayers and all the assorted stuff. I got to meet one of my co-conspirators from the Board Game Designers Forum, and I got to meet and shake hands with a bunch of different people who don't know me from Adam, but whose products I enjoyed, and it means a little bit to me, I guess, to be able to go up and say, hey, you did this and I really enjoyed it, and and for the most part, they were all pretty cool. I got to take a picture with Michael Stackpole. I thought that was freaking awesome. the actors from The Gamers were there, Zombie Orpheus, Dead Gentleman. I got to take a picture with them. That was cool. We talked to the guys who do Dungeon Roll.
Yep.
At Tasty Minstrel Games. That was awesome. I had a good time. Kurt, what'd you do?
I walked around until I dropped.
Yeah, almost literally. Jeff and I were worried about having to roll you back to the car.
My backpack was getting heavy, and I waited till the end to fill it. I did. But now, seeing the actors from the Darkness Rising and the Gamers movies was cool. Seeing the guy running into him from King of the Nerds.
Yep.
Oh, damn, I can't
Mutton
remember.
Chops. Yeah. I can't remember his name either.
What was that? Oh, seeing the people from Gamer Chick, seeing them around in there. That was cool. But going through all the booths was excellent.
All right, so what was your favorite booth? Where'd you go first?
First? Let's see. Well, Paizo, didn't we? Yeah. By the Paizo booth.
We went somewhere first.
Yeah, we went by the Paizo booth, because that's where we came in at.
Right.
But that was typical. But mainly started hitting everything on my list, or on my map, but Trollord Games, Chaosium, Pagan, Frog God Games, Troll and Toad, Q Workshop, Chessex, what's the other day? Kaplow, Game Science.
Okay. I was impressed by the stuff we saw at Fat Dragon.
Yes.
Didn't get to take any of it home, but yes, it's all online. Fat Dragon games.
Yeah, you can download the PDFs, print out cardstock, and make it.
Yep.
Just as simple as buying it from them straight.
Yep. White Wolf shared a booth with Drive-Thru RPG.
Yeah.
And we got to learn a bit about what they've got going on. That's cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
New Exalted Edition is coming out. Exalted 3rd Edition.
Yeah.
So what was most impressive?
Cos girls.
God bless cosplay girls. The ones that should and the ones that shouldn't. God bless them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? There were some really impressive costumes too.
Oh yeah,
and you know the one girl was dressed up as Red Sonja.
Yeah,
that was cool. We ran into the girl from Portal, and she the jumpsuit and the gun, and that was really neat. I was accosting people left and right. Hey, can I take your picture? Hey, can I take your picture?
Yeah.
Sailor Scouts, bunch of different people in various kinds of Space Marine type,
mm-hmm.
not Warhammer 40K Space Marines, but you know, generic sci-fi Space Marines. Yeah, all right, little S, little M, right?
Little Lynx,
little Lynx, yep,
Lynx running around.
Isaiah came in and he played his ocarina that he got from the ocarina booth. He didn't get to go, but I brought him home an ocarina, and he's very proud of that, and he's learning to play it. I don't know. I think for me the highlight was still just, you know, getting to meet these people and shake some hands and, you know, just see the sights. It was very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, and Destiny's reminding me that she's very happy. She's very proud with her dragon.
Yeah.
She got a little dragon that, winds around the wrist.
Yeah, you're a rock star.
I am a rock star. That's me. I am Dad the rock star.
Yeah, because I met the guys, Trollord Games, the ones who created it, because they had the authors there and stuff, pimping it.
Yeah.
And then at Goodman Games, same thing. That was cool.
Some of the booths were a little more impressive than others. The Pathfinder guys had a line all the time. Not the biggest line we saw, but there was a steady line there for their stuff.
Yeah.
They had very cool book bags and dice bags, and the new Munchkin Pathfinder
was at
their booth.
Yeah, and then Fast's Endless Line.
You're right.
Or Fantasy Flight.
Fantasy Flight.
Their Endless Line. Jeez.
That was, what'd you say it was a...
on the average, an hour to 2 hour wait.
Yeah,
it was two registers only. Me and Jeff tried waiting a couple of times, and I said no. There's nothing in there really I wanted because I could get it somewhere else. I just wanted to look.
Yeah, you know, the thing about the exhibitor hall in Gen Con is it's new and it's shiny, and that's very cool.
Yeah, I should have worn sunglasses.
But for the most part, it's a little more than a money vacuum. The stuff that they have there, you
like
can't
the leather
get
boots.
Elsewhere. Oh my gosh.
The leather boots. Those are the...
Jeez. Yeah, the leather
the
cosplay boots and the leather crafts.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff picked up that bracelet with an eyeball in the center, and that booth had all kinds of stuff. I mean, leather bags and leather bound journals and
with the eyeball in the center.
With the eyeball in the center, like it's coming out
like a
thing's a creature.
Sort of, or yeah.
Yeah, I mean, book bags and dice bags, and the craftsmanship was exquisite and so were the prices. I stopped in Entrepreneur Hall, or the section that they had set aside for entrepreneurs, and I talked to a bunch of the guys in there, you know, guys who have taken the effort to make a product and have come to Gen Con to show it off and to sell it and help, you know, hope to promote it some. And that was cool. I didn't get to spend a lot of time talking with any of those guys. There were people that I wanted to meet that were expecting me, right?
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to get them, but I wanted to stop in and see what these people were doing, and who knows. You know, for the most part, those guys aren't expecting to make a killing at Gen Con. They're hoping to pass out the business cards and get their get the word out. Yeah, so very very cool. What your turn? Come on, don't leave me hanging here.
Trolling Toad, their area was awesome. I mean, if you wanted to fill out your collection on any old game, they had a lot. I almost got my Batman RPG collection where I want it. Hey, buy one, get three free. They had it. It was awesome.
Yep, that was right in front, right next to the Sentinels of the Multiverse booth, which I wanted to get in there and demo it, but
they were filled.
They were full. Yeah, and there were every table was full and there were lines.
Yeah, time we didn't have the patience to wait.
We didn't have the energy to wait. Turned around, tried the Mega Man go, though. The guy was very nice, and he showed me the Mega Man card game, which is cool. I like Mega Man. I'd like to see an arcade-style card game, but the gameplay seemed more like a fighter game and not like an adventure game.
That's the
game
system and what it is. It's fighter.
Yeah, it's straight-up fighter, and it's a CCG, and I checked out.
We're beyond CCGs.
Yeah, that phase in our life has probably passed us by.
It's too much work. Well, Jeff's still blown by when him and Emily, you look through my Magic card collection going, right? Oh, my God.
Got a lot of pictures, a lot of the big models that they had there. I like. There was more than one giant robot.
The Cthulhu balloon statue.
That was impressive.
Yes, and it had times when it moved. Because it would move.
Yep, they had it rigged so that the balloon Cthulhu would walk. And then there was a raffle towards the end.
Where you get to destroy it. It's balloons.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, and there was the Ninja Turtle.
Ninja Turtle next to it. I liked the castle that D&D had set up.
Yeah.
That was cool. And inside, when you go right inside, there was a big statue, life-size statue of the Drider.
Yeah.
Yeah, Queen of the Drow. That was freaking awesome. Mm-hmm.
With two, what we noticed as we walked out, two drow elf chicks playing at a table.
In
full costume and makeup, black, everything. Yeah.
These people go all out. It's very, very impressive. The ones that do it right go all out. It's cool. I'm sad I didn't get to play the giant-sized King of Tokyo. Oh, I would have loved to stomp around Tokyo and chuck the dice. That would have been freaking fantastic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had a good time anyway. So what's the long-term plan for next year?
Initially, it's to go for the full 4 days, wouldn't it?
I'm willing if you're willing.
No, I already got the volunteers the day after. Yeah, I can get it. That's in August.
Yeah, we're still excited about it. It's cool. I picked up Martian Dice at the Tasty Minstrel booth, and that's a cool little dice game. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty Minstrel premiered Dungeon Roll at the Gen Con, pledged to their Kickstarter, and I got mine, I guess, a week or so ago, a week and a half.
Yep.
And been playing it nonstop. I'm already working on building a custom box for it.
because I should.
Yeah. So that's a cool little game. I'm gonna want to do a proper review later. I think right now we just wanted to share some of the highlights. So come on, last highlights.
What? It's just all cool. I mean, never been any place where I could buy so many gaming material at once. We always go to a store or something. They never have anything we're exactly looking for. Or, you know, you can be done in 5 minutes just looking through stuff. That was just
We were there, awesome. What, 6 hours?
Yes. 6 hours and 1 minute. That's for the parking lot attendant said.
Right.
Yeah.
And there were still booths that we missed.
Yeah,
there were still places that we could. I mean,
oh yeah, I could have went through that DVD booth of the stuff that won.
Yeah, there were three or four games I wanted to go back and demo, and we just went up to it.
There was a couple of things. If I went back to the booth, I would have bought, but didn't. And then, damn, everybody was amazed at my map.
Now that was a highlight that you brought to the convention.
Yeah.
You took the tell us what you did with the map.
I took the PDF down. I downloaded the PDF from this site. And I printed it out on 24 by 36 paper, blowing it up so they could read it easier.
That is a 2 foot by 3 foot map just of the exhibit hall. Just of the exhibitor's hall.
Yeah, just a little exhibitor hall. Highlighted the booths I wanted, made sure I labeled them. You know, that way I didn't have to look down at the chart so much, but I highlighted those as well, and I just checked them off. But every time I pulled it out, people walked by and go, "What the hell's that?"
Yeah, right.
Map. You don't mess around. No.
Nope.
I want to be able to see everything that I attack.
But it was cool. We've been to smaller cons. We go to try to get to Fear the Con every year.
Yeah.
We did the first 4 years.
Straight.
And missed the last two. Circumstances conspired against us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been to the one or two little cons they do here in Evansville, the anime conventions. Those are cool. But Gen Con was a completely new experience. It was very cool. I'm excited, ready to go back next year. Just need a little time to recover. Recover the energy, recover the budget.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got my podcasting equipment back. I got it set up again. We're back on the wagon. What are we doing for the rest of the podcast season, Kurt?
I don't know.
Well, good. That makes two of us. I had wanted to do movie reviews.
Yeah, B-movie reviews.
B-movie reviews. We're going to pick those lesser-known, lesser-funded gems that show on Sci-Fi Channel and other places. And
Majority Asylum. That's our collection,
hey,
mostly.
That's right. Yeah. And we're going to do some fun reviews of B-movies. I'd wanted to do an analytical look at what wholesome children's movies are really teaching us. Starting, the first two on my hit list are Finding Nemo and Mulan. And, oh yes. Yeah, oh yes. The,
Cracked loves you.
Cracked does love me.
Mm-hmm.
I love them. I'm sure they have. I will. So those are coming up. I've been recording with the kids on my backup equipment. We're going to be doing a Dragon Ball Z analysis every episode. We're going to do that, and a couple of those are already in the can, so that's something to look forward to this season. And but probably for a little while, we're going to stick with the movie reviews until we get some other things going. But we are back on the wagon, and they will be coming at you. So if you have any requests, anything you want us to turn our cubically randomized minds on, write me. The email address, mindspike@criticalpressmedia.com, and we'll do something fun. Kurt, last words?
Bye.
Second to last words? Four words? Mid-words? All right, and away we go. Have fun gaming, guys. Wait, where's my mouse? There it is.
I don't know.
Email at mindspike@criticalpressmedia.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license.